What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Where Are We Landing podcast, episode 7, with a fun trio today. With me, I have David. How are you, David?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. How was your workout this morning?
Tiring. We did leg day, and I have the chicken legs, so, you know, not a pleasant day to work out.
I feel you. And the other David, Jacobo, how are you today?
I'm fine, Calvin. I would ask you how you are, but David already stole my question. Ooh. God damn it, David.
Starting out early. Yeah, I'm good. Kind of a relaxing week for me. My last day of work was Monday.
How was it?
It was good. I only had a 4-hour shift, so.
Did they have a going away party for you, or?
No, literally, there was only like 4 people on staff at the time. So my time was up, and I was just like, oh. So I went and clocked out, and then I took my shirt off, and the manager wasn't there to return my shirt, so I was like, so I found a post-it note and said, Calvin, return this shirt. Just left it in their office when I left.
You should have just kept the shirt.
Well, they said, apparently, if you keep the shirt, they take it out of your paycheck.
Oh, wow.
Which is a bust. But, anyway.
And they're probably going to charge you, like, way more than the shirt is worth.
Exactly. Like, it's like, it was like a completely, like, ratted out, like, torn up shirt. There was, like, you know how shirts sometimes get, like, the lines of, like, when they tear and there's, like, a thread coming out? It was like there's multiple of those. I don't know. Like, and half the people there, like, they didn't have enough polos for everyone, so they had to wear like their own like basic black shirts.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy organization. But done with my first job, so.
Yeah, I feel you with that, Calvin. When I first started working, I only got one shirt. It was a black one too. Like with that like cheap ass material.
Yeah.
So like it would get hot, I would start like sweating balls in that shirt.
I just wore an undershirt every single day so I didn't have to wash it or anything.
No, I had to wash that shit like once a day. It was a pain in the ass.
How many shirts did they give you for Boost?
I told like at the beginning they only gave me one.
Mm-hmm.
But right now like I got 3 more. They're like nice. The nice like
so you have
like
four?
That thinner fabric.
That nice like cool fabric.
Yeah, and they're like gray, so it's not that's hot. Cool.
What a bust.
I got a white one too.
How many shirts do you have?
One.
One?
Yeah, and that one's already all torn up from all the sides.
Oh god.
There's like a big hole at the bottom because I get caught by the cash register all the time, and then basically one on each side of my armpit.
Really?
Yeah. So damn. I gotta wear an undershirt just to cover that up.
That's fun.
That cash register wants you, Dave.
It does. It wants to take a piece of you.
Cool. Who doesn't though?
I was gonna. Never mind.
Say it. Yep. Go on.
There was a MILF that tried to hit on me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It was fucking weird.
Like what you do?
Oh my
God. You think she wanted something, or is she just like...
I don't know. I felt so weird, though.
That's weird.
Traumatized forever.
I had a lady, I think it was on Saturday or Sunday. She had a dog. You know how people always bring dogs in the main place for whatever reason?
Yeah.
She had a dog in the lobby, and one of my coworkers was like, okay, hey, Calvin, could you ask her if she's going to the next movie? Because she's not allowed to have the dog. So I was like, okay. So I go over there, and she was like, she's kind of like white, like rich white trash, you know. And her dog's like a smaller dog, like probably like corgi sized. It's like white and brown with brown spots, and it's like it did not look like any kind of like service dog or anything. So I go over there, and I was like, "Excuse me, are you going to the next showing?" She's like, "Yeah, we're waiting." I was like, "I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to bring your dog inside." And she's like, "Oh, well, he's a service dog." And I was like, "Oh, he is?" She's like, "Yeah. Do you want to see the tags?" And I was like, no, you're okay. Sorry about that. Enjoy the show. Because I did not want to get into it because I knew she would put up like a fight. And then, sure enough, when we went to clean the theater afterwards, there's just this one seat that had all this white dog hair like all over it. And it's like, service dogs don't sit on the seat. It's like, that was annoying. But yeah, work's done. Kicking it into fantasy football gear before I leave. This year, we have a $20 buy-in. I'm excited. Are you excited, Dave?
I don't know how I feel about putting $20 knowing I'm not even going to place top 3 or 4.
Well, maybe this is your season. Marcus Mariota is going to pop off.
That's right.
Last year you got Carson Wentz, and he was like the best quarterback until he got injured.
That's the spirit, Dave. Having confidence in yourself. From the
beginning. I believe.
Yeah, so first place will win $120 or $100, depending. Second place will be like $70 or $60, and then third's like $30 or $20. And then I want to have one for most points that's like $20. I don't know. I feel like it keeps more people engaged when you play for money. Because otherwise, true, people would just, like, forget about it, don't set their lineups, and I can just win every year.
Pretty much. Because then I feel like they're just like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's just fake anyways.
Exactly. But, and then in the past, when we had it to pay for it, everybody was way more engaged.
I remember the first season, you invited me to play. Yeah. I felt way more engaged because I had to put up my actual money for
exactly
that.
Exactly. So I went up to 20 because the poll had 20 bucks in the lead. I don't know. What'd you vote for, Dave?
I voted for 10. Yeah. I ain't a baller yet.
Dave, why are you lying, Dave?
I mean, the rationale I had was, is like, I mean, it's like 2 hours of work or like 3 Postmates runs. I don't know. I feel like that was good. Because like, you think 20 compared to 10, it's like, yeah, it's double and it's more, but I don't know. Whatever.
Or like a trip to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Exactly.
That's like 2 trips right there. What you mean?
No, it's like 1, Dave. Like, the chicken tenders, they're like 13 bucks plus the drink. That's true. Like 14, and you got a tip.
Oh, tips.
He
that's
knows.
Right.
He knows exactly.
That's why I don't like going anywhere where you have to tip. Because then it's just like,
I mean, I don't really mind. Like, as long as they treat you right. Like, you
know, that's true. If they're super cool about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, if you get, like, crappy service, that's when it's like,
tip a penny. Tip a Junebug.
What do you call
them? Do you guys call those Junebugs, or what do you call them?
I thought it was a beetle.
We call them Chewies, but.
Really?
One of those went into my work on Saturday. It was pretty funny.
Really? Into your work?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I was like super scared of like those bugs. Type of bugs.
Dang.
And like,
you know, like the black carpenter bees?
Oh, those are always like scary. Those. Not oh, down hell for that.
Yeah, they're weird. But yeah, our fantasy football league, we're kind of at 11 people right now, and we would like to have 12 or 10. So if you're in the league and you're listening and you're thinking about dropping out, no big deal. We need to go down to 10 people. If you have a friend or you're listening and you want to play a $20 buy-in, go ahead and join.
Does it matter if you don't know anything about football?
Fernando?
You know, our fourth member.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have a fourth member, Fernando. But, I don't know.
He flaked because he's fake.
What'd he say?
He said he's by work, even though he didn't work today.
What the heck? I thought he worked 7-1.
Nope.
Liar.
I texted him at 1 when we were done with our workout, and he was at home, and he was smoking from his pen. And then we were trying to ask him, like, where he's at, and then he said he was going to go pipe, and he stopped replying to us.
That's pretty classic, Fernie, though.
Hey, shout out Fernie's life on the podcast.
Yeah. Who knows what girl he's with now or trying to get with.
Link it to all those girls.
There's too many to count at this point.
All I know is Cass. And whatever girl he just met with that freaked out her parents. I'd be freaked out too if I was her parents.
I would too.
Hide your kids from Fernie.
Yeah.
Your kids, your daughter,
hide
your
everyone.
Animals, your wife. Anything that moves.
Pretty much.
So yeah. Have you guys, like, seen anything, movies, TV shows over the last week?
No, but I wanted to see that movie that came out, The Black Klansman or whatever.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to see that. Did it just come out this week?
Or? Yeah, I saw it on
God
Friday.
Damn it,
you already saw it?
Yeah.
I was going to tell
no,
you.
No, I saw it on Saturday.
Go see it.
I might see it again. I don't know. It was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you recommend it?
It was really good. I think it'll be nominated. It was really good.
Is it supposed to be a comedy? Or?
Yeah, it's like a...
Satirical
it's comic. It's like there's comedic elements to it frequently, and then there's also some like seriousness about it, obviously. But mm-hmm. It was good. I liked it.
Is it one of those funny movies where you learn a lesson at the end of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like.
It'll make you
lessons.
Cry at the end of it. Maybe, I don't know. I also watched this movie on Netflix called Enemy, with Jake Gyllenhaal, directed by Denis Villeneuve.
It's
really good. He directed the newest Blade Runner and Arrival and Prisoners, if you saw that. I don't know, it's a really good movie. It was like it's like a thriller, but it was like super like mind bending. I don't know, I liked it.
What's it about?
It's about this guy played by Jake Gyllenhaal who's like a professor, and then he's watching like this movie. He gets a recommendation from like his friend, and he sees like himself or like his doppelganger in it. And then he goes and tracks him down, and trouble ensues. It's pretty good. You should watch it. It just came on Netflix, I think. Also, I'm stoked Hard Knocks is back. It's the Browns, but they're kind of exciting, but also not, but exciting.
I mean, they did get a bunch of new players this season, and they're pretty good.
So. Their GM's really good. Their offensive coordinator is really good, but their defensive coordinator sucks. Greg Williams.
So basically like the Patriots. Good offense with bad defense.
Yeah, like the Patriots last year. And yet their defensive coordinator got a head coaching job with the Lions. And I beat Red Dead Redemption for the first time. It's weird going back to old games because they look really bad. And they're generally worse than new games because that's kind of how things evolve. But everybody talks about it like it's one of the best games of all time. I feel like obviously it would have been different if I played it when it came out, but I still enjoyed it.
Why'd you wait so long to finish it?
Because when it came out, I was like pretty young when it came out, so I wasn't allowed to play it.
Same.
But, yeah. But then it was on PS Now, so I had a free trial and I just played it there. And yeah, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. Going to Halama. No signal for a week, and then we're going to Hawaii right after that. And then we have our draft.
That's right.
It's like my three highlights of summer. All in the last 2 weeks. But then I'm back for like 27 days, so all good. Okay, now to the core of the episode today, unless you guys want to add something first. How's Fortnite going, Jacobo?
It's top five.
Top five?
Nice. But it ended in wailing, so I can't see anyone around me.
Oh, I like wailing. That's where I got my first victory.
I'm paranoid.
Nice.
In wailing. A wailing finish. Do you have any kills?
No. I landed too far away. I had a run the whole time.
The Premier League started this week.
Really?
Pretty interesting stuff.
What's interesting this week so
That's
far?
Right.
That's right.
That's right. Wins for both of us.
City beat Arsenal 2-0.
Is that a big win?
I don't know about that anymore because Arsenal used to be a good club, but they kind of sacked their manager that was there for I don't even remember how long.
Like 20 years.
Why? Did he do a bad job?
Because he just started sucking.
Oh.
I mean, once you go the whole league unbeaten, then you're pretty...
Where you at?
God
damn it.
Once you go the entire league undefeated, you pretty much go downhill from that.
It's hard to live up to expectations, I guess.
Yeah.
Fernie's texting us.
Just like Chelsea, right?
What, Dave? Was it Champions League? That's right, Dave. That's right.
We'll have one by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Calling it now. By the end of the season.
Wait,
City's
you guys have never
won
before? So you're like the Eagles until last season?
Pretty much.
So what you're saying is you're the best team in the league?
I think they might be the best team in general.
Dang.
Because Real Madrid, they lost Ronaldo. They're not good enough anymore. They lost to Atletico Madrid today, 4-2. Shows how much Ronaldo helped out. Barca, they have too many new people that I feel like it's going to take them a while to...
Get that chemistry.
Yeah. So it's pretty much City right now.
Okay.
Hopefully. Back-to-back title wins this year.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay, and then we have a trio of questions today for the main part of our podcast. The first question is, you win $1 million, what do you do with it? $1 million, not taxed or anything, straight into your bank account. Dave, what's the first thing you do?
Buy my parents a house.
Buy them a house? Where would you buy it?
That's the hard part.
Let's get into the details.
Ooh.
How many bedrooms?
Well, I mean, if it's just...
You have a pool?
For my parents, I'd probably just get them... They don't need that extra stuff, so it'd probably just be like a two-bedroom house.
Yeah.
You know, probably have a nice big backyard, so the family would go over on weekends and
barbecues barbecue. And stuff. Sounds nice.
That's right.
Do you have, like, a place where you'd want it?
Stupid bush.
I don't know. It'd be somewhere, like, nice. Probably, like, Lake Forest. Those houses are really nice.
So that's, like... More than half of it gone right there.
Pretty much, but probably worth it.
Wait, how much?
Well, if you're buying a new house in Lake Forest, I think it'd be around like 600.
No.
For a two-bedroom?
Oh, for a two-bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But those houses are nice.
I thought you wanted to go for the big houses.
Oh,
No, because the rest is going to be for me.
What do you do with the rest of it, then?
Buy a new car.
What kind of car?
Oh, God. I don't even know. buy.
He's gonna buy a car just like his daddy Taha's car. Huh?
Nah, his car is whack as fuck.
Really, what kind of car is it?
It's like a Hyundai Genesis.
Oh, like Andy's?
Yeah, it's the exact same car, except Andy doesn't know how to drive his car because it's stick.
Really?
It's so bad the way he drives it. Oof. It's fucked up. Like, something's wrong
with it. He's, like, messing up his car?
Yeah. Because he's just, like, super bad, and it sounds terrible.
I don't know how to drive stick, do you?
I don't either, but I know it's not the way he drives it.
He's a car enthusiast, though. I don't know.
He can learn, but it's going to take him a while.
For me, if I got $1 million, I'd probably think about taking a year off of college. Traveling. Maybe buy, like, Eagles season tickets. That'd be dope, huh?
But then you'd have to live in Philly, wouldn't you?
That's true. Well, I just go. I guess I would, because we're making the playoffs here and we're winning again. I would go see the Eagles in the Super Bowl for sure.
With for my first money, NFL Calvin game. Can live in the nice part of. Is there even a nice part of Philly?
I would think so. Oh, God, they're probably like a penthouse or something.
I mean, you can live on the outskirts of town, Calvin.
Yeah,
just like drive in.
It was nice. Like
you don't want to live in there. Philly.
You can just live with Carson Wentz. He seems like nice enough.
Exactly. I'll just buy the house next to him. We'll become friends.
I think that's going to cost more than $1 million.
Yeah. I would definitely get rid of all, like, the college expenses. But I'd be on a gap year, so.
What's the tuition rate at Davis?
It's around, like, 30.
A year?
27.
Or
a
semester.
Year. A
year.
Ooh. I know, it's so much.
Bernie says I never texted back, but he never responded to me.
Wait, but Calvin, are you on a, like,
tell me you can go eat with us. I got a Cal Grant, so that's like $16,000.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and then the rest of it's not that much because it comes out to like 23 in total. The first year is really expensive because you're living on campus and that stuff is expensive, but yeah.
So are you gonna be paying less now that you're moving into a house?
Yeah, it's cheaper. But also, we have to start paying for our own food, and it doesn't come with the meal plans. But those are expensive too, so whatever.
I mean, the expense seems worth it though, Calvin, just because you're like a studious person. Yeah. You're actually dedicated.
Well,
so.
My thing about taking a gap year is just, I don't know, I feel like I'd like need a year because I have no idea what I want to do or what I want to like
still
get my job in.
Calvin, I'm on a 2-year gap and I still don't know what I want to do.
I have no idea.
My brother's on an 8-year gap. You guys are okay.
Like, imagine with that money you got, you could just like follow like one of your favorite bands around or whatever. Like, go see him in, like, Rome or something.
I mean, I'd probably go to England and just get season tickets for my team.
Exactly. Like, that'd be a cool way to spend it. It's not, like, super, super expensive, you know? It's not like it's going to wreck, like, 10% of your stuff, but.
You know what I hate about taking, like, a break, though? It's, like, people are always judging, like, so you're undecided? Oh, but you could still go to school and do that.
I'll get a Model 3 Tesla.
It's, like, if you wanted to go to school.
That'd be a good purchase because only, like, 30 now.
Are they?
Yeah, the Model 3s. Probably on back order, but you just pay Elon more. They'll give it to you.
Does he still have flamethrowers?
Yeah, the Boring Company.
I thought they sold out.
Did they? Yeah. Maybe you think. Yeah, it's probably a one-time thing, huh?
God damn it.
I'd probably like just put half of it in the savings. Go watch a couple of Eagles games. Take a year off. Travel.
Where would you like to go, Calvin?
I'd like to go back to Italy and like Venice or something. I haven't been to other parts of Europe. I think it'd be cool to go to Germany, New Zealand. That's in Europe.
Whose man's was that?
I don't know. And then whatever's left, I would put back into savings. I feel like you wouldn't. Would a college education even be worth it if you had that money already? I don't know.
Well,
I guess
depends
so.
How you spend it.
To get a job. I guess if you just stuck it in savings, you could be okay.
Pretty much. Pretty much also depends where you start in life.
That's true.
Because, like, if you're poor, that's not really going to help because then you have to buy a bunch of things that people already have.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. You're already up the ladder. Or down
pretty
the
much.
Ladder.
Got to climb up to be equal to everybody else.
Yeah. Let's
David,
see.
You could be the next Trump with a small loan of $1 million.
Exactly.
Can I pay to impeach Trump? Ooh, that'd be nice.
You could hire your
own investigation. I'd plant some false evidence on Trump.
That'd be fun.
Dave, you don't need false evidence. They got real evidence.
I'd buy everyone like switches. And then we could all just get rack up the wins.
Oh,
can we pay Nintendo to give us Smash Bros. Early?
Imagine.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
No. Oh, my.
You could pay for, like, the best Wi-Fi. That'd be nice to have.
Calvin, this man's jumped off the ledge.
Did
he die? I shot him once, and he jumped off.
Oh, like he committed suicide?
Yeah.
Damn.
What a guy.
What would you do, Jacoba?
Yeah, Jacoba, what would you do?
Ooh, me with $1 million?
Yeah.
I'd move to England.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've always said this. I don't, like, I like living here in the U.S., but ideally, I would like to live somewhere in Europe. Because, you know, not only do I
feel like there's cooler.
Yeah.
Brexit.
It's like, it's either England or France.
Yeah, go to France.
No, but not Brexit. Paris. Not, I feel like Paris, like, too.
But is it France full of just, like, assholes?
Not really.
I feel like, you have, like, once you're there for a certain amount of time, they're probably not assholes.
Yeah. But I'd like to.
What's the second biggest city in France, though, besides Paris?
Marseille.
Really? I don't know cities in France. I watch the Tour de France every year, but I don't still know cities.
I only know them based on the soccer team that they have.
Oh, really?
True.
I don't even know if Marseille's a city or just a team.
No, it's a city. But
yeah, that'd be cool to go to Paris.
I'd probably live in Sweden.
Can I bust to Jacoby and go to Italy?
Dude, Italy's awesome.
It is, but like I feel like it's harder to learn Italian.
How? It's similar to
Spanish. It's really close to Spanish.
I don't know, because
you guys know Marcy, who went to Yale? From Elmo,
who?
Marcy, what's her last name? I don't remember. She went to Yale, though. But she took Italian there, and she speaks, like, fluent Spanish and everything, and it was so close to that, it was barely, like, a learning curve. So at the beginning of the summer, she took, like, a trip to Florence and studied there for, like, study abroad thing.
I've always felt that Portuguese is more closer to Spanish than Italian. I could probably learn Portuguese more easily, but yeah. Italian. Ooh.
Yeah,
I would have to do the little hand thing every time I talk.
Right. Lyon, that's third.
Is it?
Oh, Nice. That's a pretty big one. That's on the Mediterranean.
Wait, has Jacoby sent any of you guys pictures?
Nope. Wait.
I asked him to. Did you send you all the videos when it was raining at
thunderstorms
in Venice? Yeah. Because I had to tell him, like, I don't want to see pictures inside of your hotel room. Like, you don't have to have signal to, like, get videos to send me on Snapchat. So he started sending them to me. But, yeah. I don't know. I guess travel. Get a Tesla.
Ooh.
I'd probably go to Sweden. That place is nice.
That'd be cool.
Wait, can we go to... Is it Switzerland where they have free healthcare?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to go to Switzerland.
Yeah, you know,
why not just Canada? It's cheaper.
It's
Drake cold, lived there.
True. Yeah, I like Drake, though. He never claimed his son. What a piece of garbage.
What was his name? Adonis?
Adonis? Like, after the whole thing came out, I feel like he should have at least claimed him. But nah, instead he decided to release that Kiki song to make people forget about it.
Didn't
what
he mention
mean?
Him
he,
in a song?
Yeah.
I think he mentioned his kid in a song.
But have you seen him upload any pictures with the kid?
No.
Exactly.
He always uploads pictures of himself.
Him. He's just clickbaiting the kid on his songs.
True.
Poor kid.
I mean, didn't he have it with a porn star?
Dave, it doesn't matter.
Really?
The kid's not a porn star.
That's like Jimmy G.
If you had sex with a stripper and she had a kid, would you claim him?
Yeah. It's not the kid's fault that his mom's a stripper.
Exactly,
and that
like
my
Red Dead Redemption.
Chose to have sex with the stripper.
What if it's a nasty stripper from that one star strip club?
Oh, are we gonna drag him into this?
Who?
Oh, never mind. You weren't there. Never mind.
What?
Oh, who?
What? No one. No one.
Okay.
Are you talking about Fernie?
What? Definitely not. Fernie at a strip club? What? Okay. Low key.
Where was he yesterday? Where was that place? He said it was at the mall. What mall was it?
I don't know. It seems like a fancy mall.
And like they're all playing Fortnite there. I was like, why would I do that? I could play Fortnite in my bedroom.
But then we could all play together.
And they probably have no lag.
Exactly. I guess so.
True.
It's like,
Calvin, you've seen how laggy we are.
But how much does it cost?
Ah, true.
Well, enough for Fernie to buy.
Oh, that's true. I don't know.
That's true. Although Fernie does spend his money kind of stupidly.
He does.
True. It took him like almost a year and a half to get a car.
Yeah, like, He's not a very smart man with his money.
Me too.
Nah, Dave, you're smart. The only critique I have on you is, like, you buy a lot of concert tickets.
They were $20 for a week, bro.
All right, then why didn't you invite the homies, David? Fake.
You want to go?
Is it someone I like?
That's the hard part. Do you like Sam Smith?
No. But you could have invited me to Foster the People, Dave.
That was until September. What the
Dave,
fuck?
Dave, no, you could have still offered.
Name two of their songs.
Pumped Up Kicks. They got Pumped Up Kicks.
I don't know any
And they got Lotus Eater. That's right, Dave. Oh. That's two.
He got me.
Damn, you did get you. Dave.
Okay, moving on to our next hypothetical question. So, we're all on death row for some reason, right? And we don't live in California. So they have death penalty. They don't have the death penalty. And you get to have your last meal. What would your last meal be?
Oh, my God.
Like, what's your go-to? Anywhere in the world, any restaurant, something your mom makes.
My generalization would probably just be pizza and ice cream.
Damn.
Probably a crap ton of pasta.
I go for a nice bowl of like fettuccine chicken Alfredo.
Ooh.
With some nice like fresh bread.
Calvin, I haven't eaten all day. You're going to make me hungry.
Hey, we're going to eat after this though. That's my go-to. Dessert? Probably like Ben and Jerry's fish food ice cream.
I probably have the birthday cake from Brewster's.
Wait, I never had that.
Really?
No.
It's so good.
Like, what is it? Like, chocolate? Oh, my God.
No, it's birthday cake.
Like, what?
Like, it tastes like birthday cake.
Oh, ice cream?
Like, the typical birthday cake.
Oh, the ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had birthday cake ice cream.
I've never had birthday cake ice cream.
That's like my cheat food.
It, like, hurts your head when you eat it, though.
David, what isn't your cheat food?
Facts. I've been eating clean.
I don't know. I feel like I have to go for pasta or something.
I also have to have chips there, because you gotta have chips with every meal.
You do?
That's just like right. Your tortas, Dave?
That's right, dude. Lemon Lays with tortas? Mmm.
David knows what's up. David put me on that.
That's
the
right.
One time I went to his house. Was it lemon your birthday lace? Thing?
I don't even remember.
I think so it was. Ago. I don't know, but like his mom made some tortas. And you know, your usual torta, it's like meat, you know, maybe some beans, something. Nah. Dave's mom, she put some chips inside the torta.
I mean, you always brought it to school.
Ooh, that's right, because yeah. It was so good.
That'd be a good one.
That's why I was fat.
Homemade meals are good.
Was?
Ooh.
True.
No, I saw that
That's
picture
of
you
fat.
And your beach bod.
Oh, the one he sent where, oh,
can I
go with a tank top
That's
now?
Right.
Dave.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
No, you're
yeah, I saw that. No, I think you can
now.
Do it. I think you can do it.
Dave could go shirtless at this point. Dave, take off the shirt. We're doing the rest of the podcast with you shirtless.
Insert picture here.
Yeah. No. We got to get that picture of Dave from when he was fat. And just insert it into the podcast.
I don't know if I have that picture.
I still have it. I'll send it to you.
I saved it. I'll send it to you.
I have too many pictures of when I was fat.
Yeah.
when I still am fat.
Like, I still have, like, I can still see it in my head, David. Like, middle school, David.
Oh, you can insert a picture there.
Bowling ball, David?
That's right.
You remember David from middle school?
Kind of, yeah.
You
just had, like, longer hair, and your face was, like, shorter.
And I had braces.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was chunkier.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chunkier?
I was, like, 10 times fatter and shorter.
That's right, David.
And
you,
more
You were lovable.
Definitely not.
And Mr. Mick was a cool teacher.
Mr. Mick?
Yeah.
Chill guy.
Yeah, he was.
Shout out to his wife, though.
Mrs. Mick?
Oh, my God.
Dude. For taking me out of her honors class. Shout
really?
Out to her. Yeah. I don't know why the hell they placed me in that class.
When she was on maternity leave,
mm-hmm.
We had Mrs. Hayden. Did you guys have her?
Nope.
No, I got kicked out before that.
I would mess around with Miss Hayden so hard and, like, talk in class and just, like, make fun of stuff. She had to, like, sit me by myself, like, so many times. And it was so, like, because she, like, hated me. She didn't hate me. It was, like, it wasn't hate. It was, like.
She got tired of your shit?
It was, like, a competition. But we're both kind of having fun.
Wait, competition of what?
Between me and the teacher, to see what I can get away with. I don't know. But,
What are some examples of that?
I would just, like, randomly, like, blurt out stuff and talk and, like, make fun of, like, Romeo and Juliet or whatever we're reading and stuff. And, like, point out, like, like weird like fallacies with the book and stuff that none of the teachers would want us to like talk about. I don't know. Or like make all these weird hypothetical questions about the book and Romeo and Juliet. And I remember this one time something happened and I was like, what are you talking about? I never lie. And Elena, who was like sitting behind me, was like, what are you talking about? You're such a liar. And she like yelled it and everybody was like, and they just looked.
Wait, who'd she say that to?
Me.
Oh.
Because I broke up with her like 8 months before that.
Oh.
And that's I was like, funny. Woo! But, I don't know, that was just weird. Oh, God.
Oh, God,
that's crap. And, Jacobo, what would your last meal be?
That's such a hard question, Calvin. Like, you can't ask a man that. I probably have to go with the torta, though.
Yeah, that's right, just classic.
Yeah, like the, especially my favorite one, which is the Hawaiian one from that sketchy
food. Hawaiian. What's in that one?
It's ham, bacon, pineapple, avocado, lettuce, tomatoes.
Okay, if pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, what makes you think it belongs in a torta?
David, it belongs.
No, it doesn't.
It. Dave.
No.
Dave.
It does not.
Dave, it does.
Calvin, tiebreaker.
I don't know.
Honestly, okay, Dave, you can't say until you try it.
I've tried it. My mom is the only one in our entire house that likes Hawaiian pizza. I feel like it depends on where you get it.
Like, it'd never be my first choice, but it's okay. I won't say that it doesn't belong. I think if you want it on your pizza, it's fine. But as long as it's cold and the rest of the stuff is hot. I don't like hot. I don't like warm or hot pineapple.
I've never tried cold pineapple pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, only the pineapples are cold. You have to have a nice balance.
So you heat everything else up, but...
Exactly. Oh, and then the pineapples.
Oh. That's weird.
No. But, like, people have pineapples on, like, burgers and stuff sometimes. Yeah. That's kind of weird, but...
I think it depends
you do
on,
you,
like,
you know?
On, like, the combination that you put. Because you can't just put pineapple, yeah. like, on a regular
And you can't have,
hamburger.
Like, a mushy pineapple either. It has
yeah.
to be, like,
yeah.
a crisp pineapple.
Okay. I can see that.
As long as it's, like... solid, like, decent pineapple, you're good.
Yeah. I like putting pineapple on my sandwiches sometimes.
Mm. What about your dessert?
What the hell is wrong?
Actually, hold up. I would have to have Oreo cookies, too.
Oh, I mean, you have to have Oreo. Like, if you know you can eat whatever you want, then screw it.
Exactly.
This might come as a shocker, but I'm not really a fan of Oreos.
What would your dessert be? Wait, hold up. What's your favorite kind
like
of cookie?
Dessert? Oh, I like Chips Ahoy.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Oreos, I feel like... I like the actual cookie, but I don't like the...
Cream?
Yeah. Like, for me, it's, like, too sweet.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I always take out most of the cream and then just leave, like, a little bit because it's way too sugary for me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, the actual cookie, like, it tastes good. I don't know why. But, like, the whole sugary, sweet cream thing, whatever, it's too sweet for me.
Yeah. But, I don't know, like, for me, like, if you're talking about, like baked cookies, a nice fresh out of the oven chocolate chip cookie
with some milk. Traditional
cookie. Yeah, the traditional cookie.
I'd go for just a regular sugary cookie. Those are my weakness too.
Yeah, those are good too.
I can't really do chocolate chip because I'm not that big of a fan of chocolate. Yeah, if it has like a little bit, then
I'm down. Like, you know how sometimes they have like Reese's chunks in cookies?
Yeah,
that'd be
ooh,
a go-to.
Those are good too.
I don't know. I'd probably go for chocolate cake.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but not, I'm a big fan of chocolate cake.
I like chocolate cake, like chocolate frosting, chocolate cake, chocolate
filling. Just, I'm not a big fan of the frosting, more like the actual, like, cake itself.
The moistness
yeah, cause
of the cake.
Yeah, I don't like any kind of frosting, usually.
I feel
usually I take it off. That or, oh my god, what's that one cake called? The Italian cake, the one that's with coffee.
Really?
You never had
coffee
that?
Cake?
Yeah. Not your kind of, not you, Calvin.
Like cannibalism?
No, but like, it's like that Italian cake that's made with coffee. I forget the name of it right now. Wait, I think you know which one I'm talking about though, right, Calvin?
Probably.
I feel like I know, but I'm not sure.
What's it called?
Let me Google it.
I feel like any cake in general is good.
Because I went to a party once with like this lady that my mom got invited to a party. And like the lady's husband was actually Italian. And like his family came over because it was his birthday, like they came all the way from Italy.
Nice.
And like they made the cake like all the ingredients fresh and everything. It was the best cake I've ever had.
I'm coming up with a lot of Italian coffee cake. There's tiramisu.
I did that one.
That one?
Yeah.
Tiramisu. I had that one in Italy. It was good.
It's a really good cake.
I feel like my cake does tres leches. Ooh.
Yeah.
I had that every Mexican party.
Yeah.
Still delicious no matter where you go. That and carrot cake. Those are my two go-to cakes.
The tres leches has to be done right, though, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, some people...
What
some
makes
people
a perfect one? Like, what has to be perfect about it?
Like, it has to be, like, moist, like the cake.
But yeah. Not, like, but not where like it's too, dripping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a spongy moist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. I feel like texture is key for cake.
It is.
Like, it rivals taste, I feel like.
Yeah, probably. Because I've had some bad cakes, like...
Like hard. That's
yeah.
The worst. If it's like frozen, can't do that. I don't know. And then our final question. If you could live in any fictional world, which world would you live in?
Ooh.
So we're talking video game world. You want to live in Fortnite? Have a nice house?
Oh, God. Where you end
live
up
in
dying
Star Wars,
every round?
Be a sick bounty hunter.
Minecraft?
What? Minecraft. Build whatever you want. Star
Does
Trek.
Does anyone still play Minecraft?
Yeah, I would think so. Live in The Last of Us.
Oh, God. Not down.
That'd be awful. I would probably just have to go to Star Wars.
Is that, like, the one place you would love
to? Wait, prequel or the original Star Wars?
Original. Actually, Star Wars is, like, pretty crappy world to be in, if you
yeah.
think about it.
I mean, Anakin Skywalker just kind of killed a bunch of kids.
Yeah, and, like, the Empire just, like, takes over everything, and there's, like, slavery and stuff.
There is?
Slave
I mean,
Leia.
To be fair, there still is slavery
That's true.
In our world, so.
Yeah, and so, yeah. I don't know, like, it's really kind of hard to think of a really cool world that's, like, happy. I guess you could live in the Lego universe. That'd be kind of cool. Interstellar would suck, too. If I could live in Interstellar's world, but at the end of Interstellar, not the beginning, that'd be key.
When they're on the ship, right?
Yeah, we're on that, like, the circle or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I could do that. I don't know. I feel like a lot of fictional worlds just, like, when you dig into it, they kind of suck.
What about Toy Story?
I feel like that's kind of normal.
Well, I mean...
If you were a toy?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. Like, imagine if you were a toy transformer.
That'd Whew. Be pretty cool.
That's, like, the best toy. I don't know. There's not a lot of fiction worlds to play off of when you think about it.
Wait,
what do you
mean? Just think of any
final,
movie.
What's your final say on this, Calvin? You can go for Star Wars.
I would go Star Wars.
Bikini Bottom.
Oof.
I can't breathe underwater.
Sandy Cheeks.
Clap them cheeks.
Oh, my God.
I'd probably go for Star Wars, and then I would live... Somewhere, like, imagine if you could just chill in Endor with all the Ewoks. I could do that. Or Yavin 4, where the Rebel base is. Like,
but then you gotta remember, like, some of the people there were, like, broke, too. Like, Rey's parents, they were just, like, nobodies.
They're on Jakku, I would not go to Jakku.
Can I be Yoda?
Yeah.
Live in Dagobah. You can be anything you want to be, dude.
Marty's short enough already.
That's true. You could just live in Dagobah.
Hey, you're not even that short.
I'm small but mighty.
Or you could live on, like, Coruscant.
Can I live in the Cars universe and be a car?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. Or, like, what's, like, a throwback one? Like, a long time
Back ago. Back to the Future.
Oh, that'd be cool. But in
but,
the future one? Back
yeah.
to the Future 2?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well,
it depends which
live
one.
In the Terminator's world. When the machines take over?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Why would you want to live there?
Game of Thrones?
Too much incest for me.
Dave, you're the hero they need.
I'd pick Game of Thrones.
I haven't even seen Game
Whoa,
of Thrones.
Whoa, Calvin.
I just that know
tells
there's a lot of sex.
About you.
If you could be, like, a bounty hunter, just get, like, a bow and arrow. I could be like, Boba Fett, but in Game of Thrones. I could pull it off. Pretty good with a bow.
Boba Fett's the fat one, right?
No, that's Jabba.
That's Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, what was the weird... clone looking one, right? That looks like a clone, but he's not actually one. He's like a dark one.
Well, that's Because one of the bounty hunters is like a robot, isn't he? Or like a clone of the other?
I don't know all their names.
Because it's like Boba Fett and Jango Fett.
Boba Fett, Jango Fett, they have the Mandalorian armor on.
Oh, you mean Wobba Fett. One from Pokemon, right? The blue one.
Oh, God.
I live in the Pokemon universe. World. That would be cool.
Oh, you could have pocket monsters?
Hell yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Actually, I'd probably prefer Yu-Gi-Oh.
Really?
Just because it seems more interesting to me.
Pacific Rim?
Oh, God.
I'd pick Game of Thrones. Hang out with Daenerys. Pet her dragons.
I'd probably go Pokemon. When's the worst thing to happen in the Pokemon world?
I don't think you can die.
Team Rocket? Team Rocket's not even that evil, though. And they're like the main villains.
Well, but they're not the actual main ones of the...
Well, I know.
Team Rocket thing, but...
Hang out with, like, a cute Mew or something?
That's right.
I mean, doesn't the world almost get destroyed, though, like, in every Pokemon movie?
Well, yeah, but then it doesn't.
Exactly.
Okay, but imagine instead of Ash Ketchum, you have David Gonzalez trying to save the world.
That's right.
You'd be hero.
That's right. And I never age.
And you just have a bunch of pets and you put them in, like, small round cages. Every Animal fictional abuse. World has a weird part to it. It's because it's fictional, I guess. What about you, Jacobo? Ooh. You could live in FIFA. Be a manager. Imagine.
Nah. No, he'd get sacked after the first game.
Dave, what you mean?
Contracts and negotiations would go way wrong and you get fired.
Dave, in case you don't know this, every time I play manager mode, I always win the league, Dave. Always.
On easy?
Force everybody to trade with yourself.
No.
Because he has all the money he wants. He just buys all the good players.
Hey, who does that sound like, Dave? Who does that sound like?
That's me right there.
Like, that's literally David's team, but...
I
like Pokemon.
I don't even want to get into this right now.
Dave, you want to start right now?
No, go.
We can go, Dave.
Why did Chelsea buy Jorginho when City was pretty much set to get him?
Because we have the money to, so why not? It's not our fault you guys are dilly-dallying over small details, Dave.
What you mean?
Dave, City have more money than Chelsea, but they don't even sign the players.
Because we don't need any more players. We needed a defensive mid. Because Fernandinho's already 33.
Calvin, can you record that? What he said right now, that they don't need any more players?
Yeah, it's on recording right now.
Okay, record that. Watch, in 2 months he's going to be like, oh, it's because we needed this, we needed that.
We needed a defensive mid, and we didn't get him.
You did need players. You did need players then, didn't you?
Okay, he can still last for another 2 seasons. Currently,
as we stand today,
they can still win the league with their B team. Guaranteed.
Oh, shit.
Guaranteed.
Oh, God.
Dave, I'm telling you.
I think the Eagles could win the league with their backup defensive line, but.
Yeah.
Are they that good, Calvin?
Yeah, you could have, like, Chris Long, Michael Bennett, Derek Barnett, and you're pretty much set. Steven Means, he's good.
Is he? I'm going to be honest with you, Calvin. I don't know anything about football.
I know.
So, like, you could say, like, the worst player is the good one, and I'd be like, oh, really, Calvin?
The Browns are the best teams in the NFL.
Okay, David, no, even I know that one. Even I know that
the Browns are, like, 1-31 over the last three seasons.
Even I know that because I forgot. I think it was Calvin that told me. He's like, oh, you could play for the Browns when I asked him if I could play football.
You could.
And he said, like, oh, yeah, you could play for the Browns. I instantly knew, oh, they got to be the suckiest team ever.
He could be a long snapper for the Browns.
You can be their kicker.
That's true.
According I don't to even Calvin, know who their kicker is. For the Browns?
Probably.
You could be their quarterback. They wouldn't care.
Depth at anything. Yeah, you could get in the quarterback RV.
They get a new quarterback pretty much every season anyways.
We'll see about this season. They got two new quarterbacks.
That's right. Who'd they get?
They got Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield. Mm. You know how everybody calls him Tyrod Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he came out in an interview and said his name is actually pronounced Tyrod Taylor. And everybody was like, oh.
What? No.
He said that's what his mom calls him. Tyrod Taylor.
That doesn't sound as cool.
I know. Tyrod Taylor sounds like awesome. I don't know. All right. You guys good with that question? That's the last question. Who's ready to eat?
I'm starving.
David's always ready to
eat. I'm ready to eat, too.
You can tell.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Dave, you're the meal yourself, Dave. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dave's a meal. Fly, Eagles, fly. Register to vote.
Jacoby's going to be back next week.
Big old boy Jacoby's coming back tonight.
We'll see him soon.
If anyone wants to talk politics with Calvin, hit him up.
Yeah, hit me up. We'll have a podcast.
Especially if you're a diehard conservative.
Yeah, I hope it goes better than the last political podcast we did that I didn't release.
Shout out to the homie Fernie for coming today.
Yeah, shout out to Fernie for showing up. He was here the whole time. He just didn't say a word. It's kind of how he rolls.
Wait, Calvin, you're not going to release it then?
Which one?
The political one?
I would have to edit like an hour out of it. Because it was 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
You can do it.
No, that's a lot. I feel like that's
too much. Hey, make a Patreon. If they subscribe to it, they get
the whole $100. If I hit a $100 goal, then I'll do it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Give us a nice review. Tell your friends. Join our fantasy league if you want. If not, it's okay. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
We're back for our mini segment. Jacoby's finally here. Jacoby, real quick.
Yeah.
How was Italy?
Hot.
Really
hot.
What was your favorite place?
Rome. We'll go Rome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about Rome?
Property.
Oh, hold
private
up.
Property. Is it your property?
No, right. We're on the patio, so. Did you like gelato?
It was really sweet. Like, some flavors are
Are, like, super rich.
Though. Yeah. Like, the watermelon, that almost made me vomit. It was so sweet.
I always got, like, chocolate.
This is good yogurt.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a couple of good yogurt.
We're at David's Corner Tacos. Okay, first question. You win $1 million. How do you spend it? What do you do with it? What's the first thing you do?
$1 million? All right. Now, that's with taxes already taken out?
No, just million straight.
Million straight. Crap. I don't know. All right, well, first of all, I would want to get my grandma out of the house that she's in right now. But actually, I would buy the house for my grandma. Because I know for a fact that house is going to go away, and that house has a lot of memories.
So like Dave?
Oh, so you bought...
He bought a house for his parents.
Oh, yeah.
In Lake Forest.
By my grandma. In Lake Forest?
That's a nice house. Have you seen the
job? Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, Irvine. How about that?
No, you saw Lake Forest. I see you. Hey, you're the one that fucking said that shit.
Who lives in Lake Forest?
Who else? Yeah.
Nah.
No, you know you
live down there. Come on. You know, come on.
Hey, you look at my location. Yeah, you look at his location all the time.
Yeah, Tahoe's in Anaheim Hills. No, that's 24 hours we go to.
Oh, what the fuck? Get down. Wait, next question. Buy my parents a house, buy my grandma a house.
Right? And so you spend all the money?
Pretty much on houses.
Pretty much a million.
Yeah, pretty much on houses. Not my parents, but literally.
Is this one not bought yet?
No.
No. He's still
in? You owe like a lot of money. You still in Covina.
Okay, next question. You're on death row. You get one last meal. What do you
steak.
Order?
Steak.
Steak?
Good steak. Kobe beef steak. I get to kill the cow, too. Okay, listen. Think of it like this. If I'm on death row, I obviously killed a lot of people. I want to kill something else before I go, so kill a baby cow and then eat the steak.
See, this is why we need you on all the podcasts.
100%. Think about
it. Kobe on death row for killing people?
Yeah, come on.
Who do you kill?
You're not next. Savage enough to kill people.
With this look, he'd be on death row for stealing like a candy bar somewhere in Florida, like in Montgomery.
Probably.
Facts.
You'd be one of those rednecks.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, what do you have to drink with it?
Cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Straight liquid
cocaine. I want some old Coca-Cola. Like old, like the good stuff.
Like Mexican Coca-Cola?
Yeah, with the actual cocaine. Death row Jacob. This is not real Jacob.
And then last question, what fictional world would you live in?
Oh, Percy Jackson. Easily. 100%. Okay. No, straight up.
Man, book or movie?
Oh, book. Fuck the movie. Fuck that movie.
You'd be a normie, though.
No, I would not. Like, what the fuck, a normie?
I'd be like a normal ass person.
No.
I'd be a god, Jacob.
I want to be a demigod.
Alright, thank you guys for listening.
I'm a giant.
Peace.